This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. Yesterday, I talked about getting a soil test, and not just the kind from the big box store, but through soil laboratories at university extensions. Today, let's talk soil. It truly is the foundation of life. I was once scolded by my Master Gardener program coordinator for saying dirt. Don't worry, I won't get after you, as I love playing in the dirt. Back to it. Soil holds the keys to a plant's ability to take up nutrients, water, and oxygen. Soil also acts as a filter for rainwater, cleaning it as it makes its way into our aquifers. If you prepare your garden beds, you give your plants the best chance to not only survive, but thrive. This is also the area many gardeners don't pay enough attention to. We get so excited to purchase plants and get them in the ground that we neglect the very home they'll be living in. A rudimentary test for discovering if you have sandy, clay, or loam soil is to take a fistful, wet it, and if it ribbons up, it's more clay. If it falls apart, it's more sand. And if it crumbles nicely, it's more likely loam. Of course, a soil test will verify that information. I'll have all of this on GardenBite.com, including a map of soil types in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Adding compost is always a good idea. This fluffs the soil, which allows for plants' roots an easier time growing. Think about how tough compacted soil is to break up. That's what the roots of plants have to grow through. As always, find Garden Bite on Facebook, too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. Success starts in the soil, and there's no better blends than Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Mixes. From 100% composted manure to professional planting mixes, their Supreme Gardener's Mix to their container blends, you'll find the right mix for your garden with Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.